The former Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev, who has died at the age of 91, was a man of good instinct who offered hope and recognized the power of diplomacy, according to a tribute today from President Michael D. Higgins. Mr. Gorbachev, the last leader of the Soviet Union, was widely credited with ending the Cold War between Russia and the West and freeing the states of Eastern Europe from Soviet control. But he was also blamed by many Russians for bringing economic ruin on the former communist bloc. We've been talking to former Irish Times Moscow correspondent Seamus Martin. He reported on Mikhail Gorbachev's final months in power and witnessed the breakup of the Soviet Empire. I began by asking him, what is Mr. Gorbachev's legacy?
I think that he did play his part without any doubt. He could, for example, have sent in the tanks to East Germany and Poland, as his predecessors, people like Brezhnev, sent in the tanks to Budapest and Prague. But he refrained from that. There was a famous kiss of death that he gave to Erich Honecker when he met him in East Berlin. They kissed each other a lot, those Soviet and communist leaders. But this kiss was... the message was, we're not going to help you.
So he allowed then East Germany and all those Warsaw Pact countries the freedom to choose their own future, and also tried to, I suppose, give Russians that power as well. But and you said how perestroika went so badly wrong. Why did that fail, Seamus, do you think?
Well, the economy was in a pretty bad state. Basically, the dissolution of the Eastern Bloc played its part there because the economies were completely intertwined. So while he was giving freedom to the Poles and the East Germans and the Hungarians, he was also damaging the Russian economy. Also, you know, the famous aphorism, all politics is local, applied as well, in that the West looked upon him as a great savior for the entire world. But the locals were saying, oh God, you know, we can't even get a vodka now. And, you know, Western women were saying, look how elegant Raisa is. This is a sign of the new Russia. Whereas Russian women were saying, you know, look at her out in her finery while we have to make do with substandard clothes. Mm. So all politics was local. He became very unpopular.
And the political outworking of that was that his attempt or his ambition to hold the Soviet Union together while reforming it, that just proved impossible. Eventually it just broke apart.
Absolutely. It broke apart not as a collapse, but it was... The dissolution of the Soviet Union was actually engineered by Boris Yeltsin and the leader of the Ukrainian Soviet Republic at the time, Leonid Kravchuk. They got together and said, look, you've got to get rid of Gorbachev. He's president of the Soviet Union. So if there's no Soviet Union, he's not president of anything. Let's dissolve.
Mm. And that was the moment that Ukraine got its independence. So to what extent then, Seamus, is the war in Ukraine, the conflict there now, also part of Gorbachev's legacy?
I wouldn't think so. First of all, it's important to find out that Gorbachev himself was of mixed Russian Ukrainian heritage, like a lot of people in that part of Russia, in southern Russia, close to the Ukrainian border. They were half Ukrainian. I think the real problem was the fact that Putin arrived on the scene, and it was Yeltsin who passed on power to him. Putin was very much a Russian nationalist, which could not be said about Gorbachev.
And just finally, Seamus, to what extent was his efforts to achieve a peaceful reform of the Soviet Union undermined by NATO moving further and further east?
Well, he himself believed that he was promised that NATO would not expand up to the Soviet Union's borders or up to the Russian borders. There's some evidence that types of promises were given. NATO deny it. But all the same, That's what he believed, and a lot of Russians believed. And NATO's move right up to Russia did poison relations between Russia and the West. I think most historians agree with that.
And that's former Irish Times Moscow correspondent Seamus Martin.